USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Day two of the three-day UK trip for President Trump, and following a state dinner with Queen Elizabeth last night at Buckingham Palace, the president is now meeting with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May, along with American and British executives discussing a potential post-Brexit trade deal. The president expressing optimism about the outcome.
I think we'll have a very, very substantial trade deal. It'll be a very fair deal, and I think that this is something that your folks want to do, my folks want to do. And
Planned Parenthood of Missouri is in court today to try to keep the state's last abortion clinic open. Planned Parenthood asking the court for a preliminary injunction that would allow the last clinic to stay open while a lawsuit plays out. The CDC says America has nearly 1,000 measles cases now, and this is USA Radio News.
Oh, my God. We need to talk about something. Constipation, abdominal pain, and bloating. You tell yourself, well, it's not that bad. You take laxatives and modify your diet and exercise routine. But thinking about it all the time is frustrating. This doesn't have to define you. If your constipation comes back again and again and you don't know why, then it may be time to seek help. Go to ohmygut.info where you can learn more about your symptoms and get to know your gut. That's ohmygut.info. ohmygut.info.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Historic flooding along the Mississippi River continues, especially in northeast Missouri. And the governor there, Mike Parsons, says something is different these days as these types of floods are happening more and more than they did in the past.
It's been one of the wettest springs we've had here. Lots of things factor. But I still believe that the states need to have a seat at the table to be able to discuss the management of both the rivers, the Mississippi and Missouri, that comes through our states.
Parsons yesterday touring the damage in several cities. His office says 28 heavy breaches have been reported statewide, and the Mississippi River has crested at the second highest level in history in Hannibal and the third highest level on record in Canton. Meanwhile, a massive disaster aid bill is headed to President Trump's desk after a week of delays. The roughly $19 billion measure covering states impacted by hurricanes, floods, and wildfires. The Senate passed the bill before the week-long Memorial Day recess, but House members had already departed. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
More than 40 new cases of measles have been reported, and that brings this year's total of the cases of measles in America to 981, now the worst outbreak since 1992. The CDC is working with affected state health departments in an effort to control these outbreaks, but the CDC is also urging people to get vaccinated. They say that before the measles vaccine, up to 4 million people would get measles every year, and that led to 48,000 hospitalizations and about 500 deaths every year. California Governor Gavin Newsom is denying parole for convicted Manson family murderer Leslie Van Houten. The state's parole board recommending parole for Van Houten, but Newsom overruled it. He commended the 69-year-old for her efforts at rehabilitation, but expressed concern that she could still be a danger if released. She was a 19-year-old follower of Charles Manson when she took part in the murder of Lino and Rosemary LaVianca in Los Angeles. This is the third time a parole board has recommended her release. And a screening of the gay marriage episode of children's TV show Arthur is happening after all in Alabama. First United Methodist Church Buckingham will show the episode where a teacher marries another man on June 15th. The screening being partially sponsored by the South LGBTQ Film Festival. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.